The following is a recording of my introduction to my website, authorityresearch.com. It's entitled Overview of the Dialectic Process. This is an intro to the intro. Since I keep adding, I just thought I'd add it to do one short presentation. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. When it comes to knowing right and wrong behavior, apart from the Word of God, that is, apart from what the Father and the Son say, that is, apart from what you have been told, it is written, all you have is sense experience, that is, your opinion and the opinions of others, justifying your and their self, that is, justifying your and their sins, that is, justifying your and their lusts or self-interests before one another, which is dialectic reasoning, that is, the dialoguing of opinions to a consensus process, that is, the reasoning of the world. Those of and for the world, that is, of and for dialogue, seek to negate the Father's authority. They seek to negate their having to do right and not wrong according to established commands, rules, facts, and truth. They seek to negate discussion where the Father has the final say. They seek to negate their being held accountable for doing or being wrong, disobeying, sinning, replacing discussion with dialogue, where they can think and act according to their carnal nature. That is, where they can actualize their carnal desires of the moment that the world is stimulating, as well as question, challenge, defy, disregard, attack the Father and His authority, without fearing being judged, condemned, cast out, silencing, censoring, and removing anyone adhering to the Father's authority that get in the way of their lusting after pleasure, including the unborn, the elderly, the innocent, and the righteous, doing so without having a guilty conscience, since the guilty conscience is engendered from the Father's authority, which they have negated. In dialogue, you are God, doing what you please. In discussion, God is God, with you having to do what He says. The unregenerate heart is based upon dialogue, lusting after pleasure, hating restraint. The regenerate heart on discussion, with God and His Word having the final say. When you base your conversation on dialogue instead of discussion, when it comes to behavior, you are speaking the language of the world, justifying your lusting after pleasure and your dissatisfaction, resentment, hatred towards restraint, that is, towards the Father and His authority for getting in the way. This is what the dialectic process is all about. What is missing in the world today is the Father's authority. That is, the Father telling those under His authority what is right and what is wrong behavior, preaching and teaching commands, rules, facts, and truth to be accepted as is and obeyed or applied, and discussing any questions they might have with them, with the Father having the final say, and holding them accountable, which deals with the soul, since a soul knows by being told. All there is today is the children's, that is, the people's self-interest of the moment, doing what they want, what they feel like doing, dialoguing with themselves and with others their carnal desires of the moment that the current situation and or object, people, or person is stimulating, which deals with the flesh, since the flesh knows by stimulus response, void of godly restraint, which is the effect of dialectic reasoning, of self-justification. If we apply Fichte's formula, not Hegel's, of thesis, antithesis, synthesis, to the establishing of right and wrong behavior, with a father that is being told, being the thesis, thus making the child stimulus, response, the antithesis. There is no synthesis, as the father's authority restrains the child from becoming at one with other children whose values conflict with those of the father's. But if we, when it comes to behavior, make the child, that is, a person's feelings and thoughts, the affective domain, the thesis, which today is the case, thus making the father's authority, that is, doing right and not wrong according to established commands, rules, facts, and truth, correlated to being, quote-unquote, prejudiced, the antithesis, by negating the father's authority, called the negation of negation, synthesis becomes actualized as the children become at one with one another on what they have in common, their lust for pleasure and their resentment towards restraint. Although this goes over most people's heads, it did not go over Karl Marx's, since there is no father's authority in dialogue, that is, in I feel and I think, that is, in an opinion. It is only found in discussion where the father has the final say. Communication, and therefore behavior, is today based upon dialogue, resulting in the father's authority now being limited, if not excluded, from the individual's thoughts, as well as from society, and even from the church. Men's opinions, men's feelings and thoughts now ruling the day, void of godly restraint. When it comes to behavior without the father's authority, accountability for one's thoughts and actions, there is only the child's carnal nature, lust for pleasure and hatred towards restraint in control of the people's thoughts, directly affecting, that is, justifying their actions. This is the formula that now is in control of the minds of men, doing what they want, having no fear of God, living in the eternal present, having no concern regarding where they will spend eternity after death, even in the church. What is wrong with eating, drink, and be merry? Quote, for tomorrow you might die, is that you might die today. That changes everything. Life, what you are thinking, what you are saying, and how you are acting right now gets serious. Read Luke, the 12th chapter.